This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us, Dr. Elizabeth Colvin. She is a pediatrician with DaVita Medical Group. I can talk, Dr. Elizabeth. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. And just so everybody knows, you were on the extra yesterday. We did have a long conversation about, you know, getting kids ready to go back to school, what immunizations they should get, all that stuff. So you can check that out on the podcast. Go to krdo.com, look under radio and click on podcast. But today we're also going to talk about, with kids heading back to school, you know, recognizing maybe your child is being bullied, what you can do. Also, try to recognize signs of depression and anxiety as a new school year starts.
Yes, unfortunately, these three things really, bullying, depression, and anxiety, can be really common in kids these days. And so how do you recognize bullying first? So usually bullied children feel helpless, they feel shy, weaker, smaller, and so you'll notice changes in their behavior. You might notice changes in their appetite, so eating more or eating less, definitely difficulties with sleeping, and you might even notice that their grades or schoolwork start to suffer.
Mm. And then what can parents do if they start kind of seeing signs that this is going on? First, of course, talk with the kids.
So, yes, exactly. I think parents sometimes forget that kids, you can talk directly to the child. And so questions to ask your child would be, you know, how are things going at school? What do you think about other kids? How are you making friends? And then directly you can ask, is anyone picking on you, teasing you, or bullying you at home or at school? I'm sorry. And so, but one thing that I'd like to emphasize is that bullying now incorporates many different things. It's not only the typical physical type of bullying we think about, hitting, kicking, pushing, that sort of thing, but also verbally, taunting, teasing. And then over social media and cyberbullying as well. And so kids can be excluded from social activities, rumors can be started. All of that verbal bullying can also happen over the internet as well, for older kids in particular.
Yeah. Sounds like keeping good communication between the parents and the child is very important.
Yes, it is. And knowing what is a normal behavior for your child, and so being aware of any changes is important.
And Doctor, when should parents, start seeking help if they're starting to see some of these signs? I mean, after they talk to them and stuff, of course, when should they really start seeking help?
So in terms of the older children or teenagers who start to experience depression or anxiety, the most important thing I want parents to look out for is if a child or teenager says anything about having any suicidal thoughts or about harming themselves in any way, that would be a medical emergency, and I'd want the parent to bring them to the nearest emergency room.
All right. Please continue.
Yes, if that's not stated, but a parent has noted a more sad mood, no longer enjoying activities they were before, having lack of energy, poor self-esteem, those would be things to talk to your doctor about.
All right, doctor, great advice, and we will catch you a week from today, and thank you for joining us on KRDO's Morning News.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. 641, thank you for joining us. It is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. You can also listen at 92.5 FM.